Hi everyone, this is Special K coming live for the Black Flag Cast. Continue bringing to you live another special edition from the ladies of My Cup of Tea, the official Maid Cafe at Anime USA, which will be held this year on Halloween weekend at the Marriott Wardman Hotel in Washington, D.C. And tonight I am sitting with Maid Ayu. Ayu, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always a pleasure. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. こんばんは、ご主人様、お姫様、あゆです。I'm an Android maid of My Cup of Tea Maid Cafe.
Very nice. why did you want to be a maid, and what do you like best about it?
Well, a couple years ago, I was looking on a Tumblr page and I saw the pictures of all the girls from My Cup of Tea. And I got so excited. I thought they were very cute. I liked that they did all these different crafts and they made coffee and all these really cool things. So I was like, oh, I really, really like these girls. I wish I could be like them. So I filled out an application and they brought me in like, first girl of that year, and I really, really, really enjoyed being a maid. Like, it sounds cheesy, but it's really changed my life. I've never really had a lot of friends who had similar interests in anime and Japanese fashion and things like that, like anything Japanese culture. So it's really nice to have some girls that you can be friends with who also have similar interests. So.
Fair enough. And what's your favorite part of the job?
I really just like meeting all of the people who come into the cafe and sitting and playing games with them and seeing them year after year and just talking to them about how their lives have been going. It's nice to see people come back year after year and, oh, I had so much fun with you last year. So I think that's my favorite part, seeing all the people.
Fair enough. What's your favorite game in the cafe?
I really, really like Hungry Hungry Hippos, but I also really like playing Battleship because a lot of people get so like crazy into it. They get very excited and they're like, oh, you sunk my battleship. And, 1 year I had a girl who was in the military and we used, military terms when we were playing the game. So that was really fun.
Very nice. And Hungry Hungry Hippos, any special notes on that one?
I always play the pink hippo.
Fair
That's
enough.
The best one.
Fair enough. What about your favorite dish in the cafe that you always kind of, you know, the one you recommend to people the most?
100% the onigiri. That is like my very favorite. It's so filling and it's just very delicious. Last year, a lot of the girls were really, really hungry. So I ordered them a big giant plate of like 60 onigiri and everybody had like a ball just like stuffing them in their faces and they were all really sad when they were gone. So that's my favorite.
Well, that explains why I couldn't get one last year. what's your favorite beverage in the cafe?
We have two really special drinks. There's the boba tea. There's a green tea flavor that's really, really delicious. But then we also have a special sparkling beverage selection. And I think it's hard for me to decide whether I like the green tea, boba tea, or the sparkling beverage. But I think I like the sparkling beverage the best because we get to do a special spell or a blessing on each drink, and it just makes the experience with your customer a lot more special. And they seem to really like the heart-shaped straws that we made for them.
And might that be the Ramune drink?
Yes. I think we have a couple different kinds, but I'm not sure what we have this year. Unfortunately, it's a surprise.
Well, folks, you're just going to have to go to the cafe to find out. Being that you said earlier that one of the biggest things about being with the other maids is, you know, being amongst fans of anime, what are your favorite animes?
Oh, boy. So my favorite anime of all time, it sounds cliche, but Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. I also like a lot of old school anime. Revolutionary Girl Utena. I really like this 80s anime. It's called Dr. Slump, and it's about an android named Arele. And I really like that character and base my android character after her.
Fair enough. And is a favorite type of anime that you like? Are you into the seinen, the shonen, the shoujo types, or is it just the strict genre, the actions, the comedies, the romance type?
I like a little bit of everything. I think it depends. I like anything with cyborgs and androids, so like Ghost in the Shell, obviously Dragon Ball Z's androids were really intriguing to me. But I also like slice of life and idol animes too.
Fair enough. Are you a manga reader?
I used to read a lot of manga, but as I got older, I stopped reading manga so much. I think I'm a very visual person, so watching anime more appeals to me, but I may get back into reading manga if a really good one's recommended to me.
And did you have a special series that you liked?
I used to read a lot of Gundam, and Helsing was a favorite back then, but I did read a little bit of everything. Inuyasha, some obscure anime or manga rather for younger readers. But generally it was a lot of Gundam, Dragon Ball obviously, and some robot manga.
Fair enough. And being that you are a very visual person, would you say that maybe video games are maybe a little bit more closer to you than manga in that regard?
Definitely. I work with video games daily in my everyday life. So that's definitely something that appeals greatly to me.
Are you a Metroid fan by any chance?
I am actually, although I need to really brush up on some of the older games as I haven't played them in such a long time.
So you consider yourself more contemporary than retro?
I'm a little of both, but I'm always interested in going back to the retro. We have to keep in touch with our roots.
Absolutely. Many of the fans have been asking this on the boards. And for those of you who are interested in asking the maids a question, please go to the My Cup of Tea Facebook page and submit your questions on the Black Flag post, and we'll get them read on the air. But many of the fans have been asking, can we get a glimpse of what's going to be new, especially considering the fact that it is on Halloween weekend this year. Can you give us a little taste as to what will be going on at My Cup of Tea?
Oh, we've got a lot planned this year, but I can tell you that you're just going to have to wait for all the Halloween-y surprises that we have planned. We've got new dances that we've got in order. And we might be doing some kind of Halloween experience for people who'd like to stay late on the last day of our cafe. So if you're around Saturday, we'll probably have something special planned for the people who are staying late.
Very well. And do you do any other fandom stuff outside of the cafe?
Definitely. I'm really active in the cosplay community, especially because when I joined my Cup of Tea, a lot of the girls were really into cosplay. So they kind of educated me in the ways of cosplay. And now we usually do groups together. But I'm also very active in the Japanese street fashion community as well. So that's very important to me.
And in fact, I met Mei Ayu at Otakon 2015, working the booth with Maid Ai. What was your costume again there?
I remember one day I cosplayed the swimsuit version of Chi for the beach episode. I really like Chobits. And later I wore my maid uniform.
Very good. And one other question is, being that you are involved in Japanese street fashion, you do the cosplay and stuff. Would you say that a lot of your work, especially and maybe the clue being the pink hippo and hungry hippos, are you a big fan of kawaii and moe? amongst the fandom.
Yes, definitely. I recently attended the largest kawaii convention in New York City, and I felt very at home. So yes, very much into moe and kawaii culture.
And what's your biggest fandom in that particular arena?
Well, for cosplay, I'm really into the Love Live circle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important to me. Magical girls in general very much appeal to a lot of the girls in my cup of tea. So we're very much a part of that. And then Japanese fashion-wise, I'm very much a follower of the Lolita fashion, Fairy K, and Cyber K fashions.
Any Hello Kitty in there?
Definitely. I'm a big fan of Sanrio and Sanex characters like Gudetama and Rirakuma.
Very nice. Is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
I just want everyone to keep it locked to Black Flag Cast and Special K Photography. Keep checking back for awesome work like our calendar project.
And speaking on that subject, one of the fan questions, real quick before you go, one of our fans has asked as well, would you ever consider starting a maid cafe yourself, or would you ever consider working alongside a maid cafe ever?
Some time ago, we did consider that, and I have to say that I'm very much devoted to my cup of tea, and I don't think I could ever go anywhere outside of it. But I love meeting new maids from other cafes and doing fun things like dances and talking about our experiences.
Definitely. You heard it here, masters and mistresses. The maids of Maid Cafe, of My Cup of Tea, the Maid Cafe of Anime USA, are loyal to you. Well, Maid Ayu, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
Thank you very much, Goshujin-sama, Kevin.
Indeed. And this is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.